Welcome back. 537, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Washington Times Redskins reporter Rich Campbell. Hi, Rich.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah, pretty good outcome to a game that you looked at with sort of a raised eyebrow on Friday afternoon.
That's right. Yeah, played great. Brandon Merriweather came back and had quite an impact before he was injured and lost for the season. But, yeah, the offense put it together. Robert Griffin played exceptionally well, 14 of 15 passes completed, and he had the four touchdowns. So they really put it together and finished the game strong, which is one of those elements that has eluded them. And, of course, it certainly helped that Philadelphia looks like they really stink.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's true. That is disturbing, though, about Merriweather, because I was hoping that wasn't as serious as it looked. Wow.
Mm. Yeah, and he was running up on run support there and just took a bad step, and you saw him crumble to the ground, holding his knee. He wasn't contacted by anybody, and a lot of times you can tell that's the mechanism for an anterior cruciate ligament tear. And he ended up walking off the field, and after the game, played it down, said he even wanted to go back into the game, but the MRI showed that the ligament's torn, so he's looking at surgery to reconstruct that ligament, and sometime in the next 2 weeks, and he's out 6 months. So a real disappointing season for Merriweather. He obviously missed the first nine games of the year with a sprained left knee. Now he's got the sprained right knee, and he just basically misses this entire year except for two quarters.
Wow, that's really sad. All right, so I take away from yesterday that I think I saw the line, there is a faint postseason pulse still there for the Redskins.
That's right. Yeah, the Redskins actually are still alive in this thing. Well, I got a plane going over me right now, sorry. We're in the Dulles Airport Club Pass this afternoon. but the Redskins are 4-6. They trailed the Giants, who lead the division, at 6-4, so they're two games back with six to play, and the Redskins will go to Dallas this week if they could win that game on Thanksgiving Day. The Giants host Green Bay, and Green Bay is rolling right now, very hot.
Yeah.
If the Redskins win, the Giants lose, they're only one game back, and the Giants come to town on Monday night, December 3rd, and that game would just be enormous. And so it's sort of within arm's reach at this point, getting back in this race, but the Redskins will have to conquer a really tough challenge at Dallas this week. They're banged up. They're going to be without Merriweather. So those positive vibes that Merriweather brought back to the team yesterday, they're gone. London Fletcher now has a sprained ankle. Don't know if he's going to play. Josh Wilson, their top cornerback, he strained a rotator cuff muscle on his left shoulder. Don't know if he's going to play. So after that six-point effort from the defense yesterday, it's best game of the season, they're all banged up on that side of the ball. But, yes, that heartbeat, that pulse for the postseason is still beating at this point.
Yeah. I almost felt bad for Nick Foles yesterday. That poor guy had an awful day.
Yeah, well, he's making a lot of money to have that bad day. That's where I always stop feeling bad about these guys.
Yeah, I guess.
His first NFL start did not go particularly well. And that's how it often goes for rookies. Not everybody can have the charmed debut that Robert Griffin had in week one against New Orleans.
Yeah.
And Foles was a little bit jittery, didn't have the poise in the pocket that you would like from a quarterback, and it's tough to blame him because that Philadelphia offensive line is a real mess right now with all those injuries. They played three second stringers or three reserves yesterday, and Foles was real jittery and made some bad throws because of it. So, yeah, Philadelphia's a total mess. It looks like they've got a lame duck head coach, too, at this point.
And, yeah.
As bad as things looked for the Redskins a couple weeks ago, things look way worse for Philadelphia right now.
Yeah. RG3 must have loved the fact that he never had to work to regain a lead yesterday.
Yeah, and when this team plays with the lead, you can see what the potential is because running the ball is such an important part of this offense. And when they have to throw to get back in the game, like they did against Pittsburgh and Carolina, it makes them one-dimensional. They don't use that play-action pass, or at least the play-action is not effective because there's no threat to run. But yesterday, they were in total control, and you saw what that can do. Now, the Redskins had to struggle for that at times. I mean, they converted some third downs in the second half, and they came up a yard short on a couple third downs, so it wasn't as clean or dominant as the score might have indicated, but yeah, the Redskins were in control of that in the second half. It was kind of strange to see. We're not used to seeing a kneeling down at the end of the game and such a comfortable win.
Yeah. Cowboys, Thursday afternoon. What do you see in this Cowboys team this year?
They're a lot like the Redskins in that they make a bunch of mistakes, and they're also injured, too. They're going to be without Tyron Smith, their big-time left tackle. DeMarco Murray, their running back, looks like he's not going to play. So they're injured, just like the Redskins are injured. They make mistakes in terms of penalties and that sort of thing. You know, they have problems on defense, tackling. So it's a winnable game for the Redskins, and so many of these games, it seems like, comes down to who can make the fewest mistakes, you know, who can not lose it. And maybe that's the kind of game we'll get down there. But, you know, the one thing, and thinking about Robert Griffin, is that he does seem to bring his best when the spotlight is on him. And his first nationally televised game, he's returning to Central Texas, which is his hometown. It's where he grew up. He lived right outside of Fort Hood, about 90 minutes, maybe almost 2 hours south of Dallas.
Wow.
So this is a bit of a homecoming for him, and the spotlight is on, and I just really expect him to bring his best game on Thursday.
Yeah. All right, so you're on the road when? Wednesday?
Oh, I will be in. I'm flying so early on Wednesday to avoid the crowds traveling on Wednesday that I will be in Dallas by 10:30 Eastern time.
Oh, wow. Oh, yes. Maybe we'll
so
get the...
Maybe. I'll be sleepwalking through that day.
Yeah, maybe we'll get to talk Wednesday afternoon then before the game and get a little update prior to.
All right. Sounds good to me, Andy. Give me a call.
All right, we'll do. One other thing. I don't know if you watched the Steelers game last night with the Ravens, but they're still wearing those ugly uniforms. They're going to do that all year?
No, it was only two games. It was only the Redskins game and last night, and then they're done. So next time you see them, I think they won't be looking like bumblebees anymore.
Okay. Talk to you Wednesday. Thanks.
All right. Sounds good, Andy.
See ya. Rich Campbell, Washington Times Redskins reporter. It's 5:44, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.